We were learning a few weeks ago the sugya of Yimei Tumim and Yimei Tavi and Leves. Just want to go over today one more halach on the sugya. Why we don't have the Yimei Taira Bizmanenu. Just to go over briefly, because in the Taira state, in Tashtazi, Isha Gizriya the Yavu Zacha, if a woman gives birth and she has a Zacha, she's Tameh, the Taira says she's Tameh 7 days, and then she's Taha for 33 days. You may tire for 33 days. The 7 days she's coming as a nida. And then the 33 days, a special, there's the kosa that even if she sees dam nida or dam ziva, she's tar anyway. And by in the cave, she's older in the cave, she gives birth to a daughter. In the cave, then she's tummy for 14 days, and she's tar for 66 days. For another 60 days, even longer. The maisa, bizmanenu, we never hear about this. The Meitar we don't hear about. We don't find anyone marking off in the calendars that there's even especially by in the cave that they have 66 days of Taira. And why not? Now the Emes by a Zohar it's not some Negei L'maisa, because by a Zohar right in Noshim today the Shefas Dam they have Dam from Leda which lasts about 5-6 weeks, so that really will go straight through the whole Yimei Taira. And even though Mideraisa, she should still have Yimei Taira. Because Mideraisa, a young Edis does not need Shiv in the Kiyam. Mideraisa, a young Edis, when she has a Zachal Mashal, she's tummy for 7 days. And even if the Dam keeps on coming, the 8th day doesn't make a difference. The 8th, because she's only tummy 7 days, and she doesn't need Shiv in the Kiyam. So from the Dam she saw the first 7 days, it's all part of the Leda. And that's just Tameh 7 days. And then right after that, the dam she sees after that is Yimei Taira. That dam is not Matameh her. And she doesn't need Shiv in the Kiyam. She can go to Mikveh even with seeing dam. Even with more dam being Shefas, the Isha can go to be Tevel and be Mitaira itself Midraisa. And if the words Darbonan, it can be today, we don't keep a Cheshvan of Yimei Ziv and Yimei Nida. We spoke about this in the previous year. Minatayra, there's two things. There's Dam Nida and there's Dam Ziva. It's really the Metzias, it's the same Dam. It both comes from the Makar, and the only Nafkamin is what time of the cycle it comes around. There's Yudan Lafyoin, Ben Nida Lanida. If she sees Dam during the Yimei Nida, she does not need Shiv in the Kiyam. She just says Tameh 7 days, but if she sees Dam during the Yimei Ziva, she needs Shiv in the Kiyam. And today, we don't keep a Cheshvan, we went through the Sheetus the other time. And we're always chayshish that every dam is dam ziva, and even by a yeledes, we're always chayshish that maybe it's yeledes bezov, the Gemara calls the yeledes bezov, and maybe it's ziva, so she needs shiv nekiyam. So this yeledes, after the 7 days, she cannot go to mikvah until she has shiv nekiyam. And she's not going to get shiv nekiyam by most young yeledes.
It's all nechal,
that the you ask what he was tamkechav, right? So Nechon, that member of Zeri and Brachos. Since she never had her Shiv in the Kiyam, to Mitaya herself from the Leda, she goes through the whole Yimei Taira of a Zocha, Mestam, without ever being Mitaya herself from the original Tumah. That's why we're not really busy with Yimei Taira of a Zocha, because she never got to anyway. But by Nekeva, the Kash is back with her. Because by Nekeva, it's almost 3 months. After 14 days of Tumah of Nekeva, even if she needs Shiv Nekiyam, and she has to wait 5-6 weeks, most Nashim have to wait, not even 5-6 weeks till they have Shiv Nekiyam, but by that point she should have Shiv Nekiyam, at that point she should be Tahar, and then, how come we don't mark the calendar, now she still has until the 80th day, it's till the Yimei Taira, the Yimei Taira is 66 days after 14 days, it's 80 days, it's almost 3 months, and we don't find such a halacha, the Yeledes Nekeva, after she finishes being Matai herself from the Leda, why does she now have Yimei Taira? That even if she has the Leda, she should not have to go to Mikveh. And no one keeps the Cheshvan. One practical answer is that most Nashim are Menikis. They're nursing, they're Menikis. And the Mishnah doctor needed a test. That Menikis is Bechetzas Mislakas Domim. She doesn't see them. So the most, after the Matai themselves from the Leda, they're not going to have a Riyah anyway. There's no Riyah anyway. Lamai says it's not by everyone. I'm not meaning for whatever reasons, and not everyone can do it. Doesn't work. It doesn't. Even though the Mishnah says Bechesis Mislakas Domim, it's not 100%. I think it's more of a Riyah. So how come we don't find such a halacha that the Pella de Gazach, it would be to us the Pella, that Isha can have a Riyah is Dam, but it's Yimei Taira. Ignore it. Just ignore it. Why don't we find that today? The Teretz is, the answer is, it's a Tekan Sagainim. You call in Shas and you won't find this. You won't find this. Shas always talks about the Meitayr of a Yeladis. But the Gainim, that was a Tekufa after the Chesim of the Shas. Before the Rishainim, but after the Chesim, after the Shas was finished, there's Tekufa the Gainim of Rav Hai Gain, of Sadi Gain, the Bahag. They made a Tekana not to be Samech on your Meitayr of the Tayr. You may tire of the Yeladis. Just to ignore it. Don't be Samech on it. The reason is, the Reis Yisra says that the Shavai Titu ben Yom Pei b'Yom Pei Aleph. Because if you Samech on your Meitayr until the 80th day after the Kevi, you'll make a mistake and be Samech on it on the 81st day also. So this is Shre, you know, what's up, that people make such a mistake, you know. We always work with, supposed to, the Chayavim, right? It's very important to keep a calendar and all in Yoni Vestas. I'll show you, make a calendar for this also. Well, the Ma'aseh Zoi is this. That was the Tekan of the Gainim. This Tekan of the Gainim is brought down the Rambam, and it's brought down by Adi Shainim also. There's, Right, you understand this? Okay, nice, not for us to say we understand enough, but the right, the Chazal did not make such a takana. Chazal left it with his indereisa. The Torah says, as you may tire, if there's dam needed, then you talk, just ignore it. It's mutan l'bayla. But the Gaonim, after Chazal, they made this takana. It's also brought down the halach in Ramah, in Yerdeya, it's the Mekutzah Dal Nasifal, and it's needed in Yerdeya. It's not the truth, Skivega, it's in the very Bekitza. In Simon and Tess, the Krieger writes that what he writes to the show, what you asked me, and it sounds like it looks from the Shaila, the show asked him, can we be Samech on a Gais Maimonides? A Gais Maimonides that says that a lot of Rishonim say we were not Makabal the Sakon of the Gainim. A lot of Rishonim say that we do have Yemaitaira today. And the Gais Maimonides brings down he writes many Medinas, many places, they were Takanoi to have Yemaitaira. They were not mafid on the Tekan of the Gainim. So the Shul is, could we be Samech on the Sagos Maimonides and not be Machmeh on the Tekan of the Gainim, just and go back to the Din Torah, which would also be the Din Darabanan, and go back that you have your Meitayr.
It was only in those places where they were Mesakim, and in other places, others weren't Mesakim.
Well, the Gainim weren't Mesakin for everyone. I mean, some places were Makalba, some places weren't. The Chayim and Geshem was not Miskalbal by everyone. Right, you saw it. Right. The Gais Maimonides is, you saw it, it's in, I'm sorry, it's a Chuvis Maimonides. It's a Chuvis, from the Gais Maimonides, you have Chuvis, so the Chuvis Maimonides is printed at the end of Hilchos Esrei Bia, I say. That he brings down that many places were not like the Tekan of the Gainim. Many places did have you made there. What's the machir made tire? Even though the Isha had her ears, was mutan abayla. And he asked Kivega if he could be samech on this. So the Kivega, if you look at the way he answers, he tries to explain the truth, Maimonides, what he's saying, and what the Rif Sheet really is. And he says the Rambam holds of the Tekan of the Gainim. And the Kivega seems to basically says that no, we have to do like the Tekan of the Gainim. And basically, so he brings down the Rambam passings that way. So this whole tshuva, I'm trying to understand the whole, what was the shayana and what was the tshuva, the halacha. The mice, we have a Ramah. And in the I think the person asking the shayana was from the Kivegas area, which is Ashkenaz. The Ashkenaz passing like the Ramah passing, tshuva's the Gainim. So what's he asking the shayel that should we be makel like a tshuva's Maimonides? The mice, it's a Ramah. Why would you be makel like a tshuva's Maimonides halacha, different than Ramah? And what's the Kivegas answering? There's a Rambam, is this the Rambam? Kivegas just tell him, the mice are the Ramah passing, and the fact we do like the Ramah. The Mechaba Taka doesn't mention it. The Hashmat of the Mechaba maybe is a little bit mashma that just from the Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch there is no Tekan of the Gainim. The Santa way B'nai Sfar and if they Mechaba the Tekan of the Gainim, the Mechaba doesn't mention it. But the Maaseh the Ramah does mention it. So just to understand a little bit what this Tshuva, what's going on with Tshuva the Kivega, I was thinking maybe it could be the Shulchan Aruch, maybe the Kivega, maybe the Shul Shayin was based on the beginning of the Ramah. At the beginning of the Ramah, he brings down another Pelet Galacha. The Ramah brings down that there was a minig, he calls it a Chumma Gedoyla, that not only in Yimei Tayra, not to be Semech in Yimei Tayra, but Bechlal, not to go to be Tayba, not to go to Mikvah. To wait till, it's like a total opposite. The Torah says, in Yimei Tayra, you're not Tomei. But there was a Chumma, there's a minig, that to Machmi so much, that not even to be Tayba from the Yeledis until the Yimei Tayra is over. And Rukamadi and Ledis Nekeva would have to wait 80 days until she first went to Mecca, almost 3 months until she first went to Mecca. And the Ramah says that Hakol Gufi Minik HaMakam. When again, this Chumr, everything goes like the Minik HaMakam. This is a ton of the Chumr to not even to be Metai yourself in Metai, like the opposite of what the Torah is saying. The Ram. What was the Cheshem of this Minik? I don't know. There was a Tam. I didn't see the Tam. I just saw the Rambam is. Rambam mentions the Minik. The Rambam is very, very sharp against it. Rambam calls the Minik Stoikim. I don't have either how the Stoikim would read the Torah. How could you take the Pesukim of the Torah and take the Pesukim? No, yeah, if anything we get, but somehow he calls it, he says, Gumin Stoikim. And I'm saying, anyone that's Machmeh and doesn't want to be Tavil to be doing Yimei Torah, he says, it's Apikurim, and Lashon of Apikursus. He's very sharp against it. To be machazer tans agayim? I don't know. But this seems to be two separate. There's a whole separate minik. But Agapanim, this the Ramah says is hakofi minik amalkam, and Ram is the shaf against it. So maybe this is what the shell shaila was. If you read the whole Ramah together, maybe he thought it's all one shtuga Ramah. And as the Ramah says on the first minik, not to be tovel at all, that hakol kofi minik amalkam, and we're not knowing it. Maybe he thought that goes on the second minik also. The whole chumah to kan segayim also is hakol kofi minik amalkam, and who knows what really the minik amalkam for us is? Maybe that was all part of the shaila. It's all one Ramah, and that's what the kibbeh against him. No, the Ram does pass on to kan segayim. And the Rambam does not pask in the first minute. The Rambam is Zeishtak and Keg in the first minute. The first minute, not to be favored all the Rambam is again. But the Rambam does hold of the Tzkanus Tagayinim. Not to be Simrach on Yimei Taira. So it could be that was the Shaila. Even though it's still was a Shvet to understand. That could be what we have to read the Tshuva. But Keg, after that, wants to bring another very half of the Geraya that we are not Tzkanus Tagayinim. That we are not Simrach on Yimei Taira. He brings down, there's a Shukka Gemara in Pesachim that Kufshi Gimel and Bey is the end of Pesachim. So it's a half a line Gemara. It's in the middle of a Garata. It's also telling. So it's in the middle of a Sugi of a Garata. The Gemara says a halacha. The Gemara says, Yeshevis al Dam Tor, Asur Nushamish. Ad Kama Amar Rabbeina. The Gemara is saying that a young Edess who is having Yimei Taira, when she finishes Yimei Taira, Chazal Masakin and Oina Frishas. Rashi and Ram explain, it should be a Hekka. That in the Zvana Gemara they did Kedin Torah, they had Yimei Taira. So until the 40th day, they had 33 days Yimei Taira for Zacha, they had 66 days Yimei Taira in the Keva. But once the Yimei Taira was finished, they would have one Aina of Fisha. One Aina of Fisha. Rashi says it's a Yom V'Layla, and the Rishbam is on Perikavi Pesachim, and the Ben Achmanel says it's just a Layla. One night, it's one Aina of Prisha. And that Prisha was for a heck of a pasuk that make a boundary to show that Yimei Taira is finished. That's the Gemara, that's the Lacha. Now this Halacha of the Gemara is not brought down Ram, not brought down the Shulchan Aruch, and no one heard about it. This is a Prisha that no one does. We don't find anyone marking off the calendar either, 80 days that night after Nekeva, 40 days after Zachar, there's a Prisha. Why not? It's a Stimus HaGemara. It happens to be in the middle of an Agadatha. If you haven't looked in the Gemara, there's a Agadatha before, there's a Agadatha after, but this is a Chayra, a member from the Gemara, this Chayra is a Halacha. How come it's not brought down, the Halacha? So half the Kivega. Kivega Shelzach, the Gemara, how come no one mentions this Gemara? And the Taz does bring down from the Chubis Ramah that we are not Noig, this Prisha. The Ramah does say we don't do this Prisha. Why not? So Kivega wants to say, from here you have a raya that we today, we do the Tanas Agayinim. Since we do anyway the Tanas Agayinim, that we don't have Yimei Taira, we don't need the Prisha for the Hekka. We don't need the Anabisha. So that's what Kivega's raya. It's not a Gemara, and how come no one brings it down? The Taira says, because all the Paiskim that we're looking at, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, are all after the Tanas Agayinim. So the Vaisa is that we are knowing the Tanas Agayinim. That was also what he answered the show. But the Zman HaGemara, when they had Yimei Taira, they did have this Takana of Taira. So just thinking, this is a quality to the Shaila, is Zuchzach is found a klal in Paiskim as Bot the Taim and we Bot the Takana. Whenever Chazam made a Takana Sachaman, even if the Taim is Bot, but the Takana remained. So the here in Lachayr, this Takana Sachaman, was the Zman HaGemara, before the Shulchan Aruch, was a Takana. That there was a Prisha at the end of the 81st night of in the cave of the 41st night of Azacha. So what changed? Even though now, today, this Manenu is Batla Taima, the Tam is off, because like the Kiryu is saying, because we have the Tachanos and we don't need the Hekka because we don't do Yimei Tayar anyway, but isn't there a Kal Botla Tayar Moi Botla Takana? I don't know. I'm starting to think of a few cases. One case I was thinking is in Makor Shenogu and Pesachim Vofer Pesachim. We just found that the takana not to do Malacha Erev Pesach. It doesn't mean Mamash Malacha and Mamash Shabbos, but not to take haircuts, for example, not to even cut fingernails, not to do some Malachas. And the whole reason is because it's this man to bring a carbon Pesach. When you're supposed to bring a carbon, you don't do Malacha. Today, we don't bring a carbon, and we still have that takana. That takana remains. It's just the time of the takana's bottle of the takana remains. And I'll give you a better one. Nitinos Yadayim, before eating lechem. What's the whole reason we wash Nitinos Yadayim before lechem? The whole thing is because of Strach Tumah, that Kahanim should get used to being careful, being Niz and Tyra, and the main of the made takana, even for Yisraelim, even for everyone should get involved with this. Everyone should have this heck of, the whole thing is based on truma. The whole thing is based on to keep Tyra, the Kahana for truma. But the Chayyah, the time is bottle today. Why, you don't say because time is bottle, the time is bottle. So here also, just because the time of this Yom Pisha at the end of the Yimei Tyra, the time is bottle, what is the Kana? There's one other Kana I was thinking of my Machrinim. My Machrinim, we do find the famous Taisis and Brachas in the Gimel days, and Taisis and Chulin, Daf Kafei. Taisis says that today we don't have my Machrinim because Mel Stamus is not Motzi. The whole Takana was because there used to be Mel Stamus, a very strong salt from Stam, that the person would touch it, and Hashan touches his eyes, Chulin Lachas would be Mazik. Mazik shouldn't become Sagino. Taisis says today the Mel Stamus is not Motzi, you don't have to do my Machrinim. Even though we know the Gain Sheet is that we still have it today, a lot of places from home, we still have it, but the Taisa says we don't have it because the Thomas bottle. Why don't you stay over there also, just because the Thomas bottle, but the Takana remains, just like you find other places. So there, I think it's more mistaken to say that the whole Takana to begin with was only on the Kaimis that now famous. That's well, Taisus doesn't go with the other reasons. Taisus is going this way. Yeah, but even according to Taisus, I'm trying to understand Taisus. I'm trying to Taisus either. Right. Okay, yes, no, Shan Taisus. But I'm trying to understand Taisus. According to Taisus, the whole problem is Mount Stamus. They were all Mount Stamus, but so the town is bottled, but the country remains. So that you could say the whole thing comes to begin with, because it was only where there is Mount Stamus. But the Maisa, we see from the Tinos Yadayim, and we see from Malach and Pesach and these things, that even when the Tam is bottle, the Takana remains. So why over here is it different? What happened? So I saw in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in the Chaim from Kufna Chesef Aleph, when he brings down the Halach and the Tinos Yadayim before eating Pas, so the Shulchan Aruch, he hears a few words. He says, "V'gam Achshav, even b'zmaneinu, she'ene kahanim eichon truma bnei tuma. Today we don't have any kahanim eating truma because of tuma." Loi bottle the takana do that. The takana was not bottled. Kedei shiyu regilin bnei Yisrael kashi yibana beis hamikdash from heavy meinu olacha b'daya. The reason why we still do it is they should stay rogel in the Tinos Yadayim. They should be ready meheavy yibana beis hamikdash mashiach v'kum en hayin, and they should be rogel in it. The son of Mishnah Berurah over there brings down the exact same lashon. He writes on the lashon of Shulchan Aruch Rav. V'gam achshav shein kahanim eichon truma. The takana was not bottled. Kedei shiyu regilin bnei Yisrael kashi yibana beis hamikdash from heavy meinu. I'm just saying Lashon. He doesn't mention the Shulchan Aruch Rav. By me, Zicha, he meant to quote the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he is Shemitzeh to put it in the Shatzin, to give the Shulchan Aruch is always, the Mishnah is always quoting the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He always writes, calls him the Shulchan Aruch Hagrad. And I think that someplace somehow is like a misprint or a typo that's missing to the Tzin to the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But the Mishnah brings it in, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it. So this Shulchan Aruch Rav could be a teaching us a klal on this bottle of time and bottle of takana, that this whole cloud, that when the time of takana is bottled, the takana remains is only if it's still kadeshi regilim kashu yiv the base of mikdash. The base of mikdash rebuilt. And that's why it seems that we still have, and that will answer my kasha on Malacha Erev Pesach also. We're still negative because we negative then. Mashen Kane, our kasha, this takana of Prisha at the end of Yimei Yeledeth, at the end of Yimei Tayra, It could be, it will not be negay when Mashiach comes either. Because it can zayin, because she is in the base of Mikdash, that the Tekanes HaGoyinim will remain. Who says that the Tekanes HaGoyinim, not to be Semach in Yimei Pisha, will end? Maybe the Tekanes HaGoyinim, not to be Semach in Yimei Pisha, will also continue, because she is in the base of Mikdash. As a man, it won't be negay then either. But the mice is a big chiddush. Now, I'm not able to go through, obviously I can't go through every Takana of Chazal. I'm trying to just rely on the Shechnach Rav Zekiyus, but I think it's the Yisrael Gishayla. When do you say that when you have a Takana of Rabbanon, that the Tam is bottle, but the Takana is not bottle? It's mashma from the Shechnach Rav that it's only on Takanas where the Tam will come back. Since the Tam will come back, the reason for the Takana will come back when Mashiach comes, that's why it's not bottle. So if anyone has a, could think of a different Takana Zechonon. Well, who speaks about it? Why? Because it'll come. It might be. Because it might be Nagi again. What are you saying? Mamma Gul might be Nagi again.
What?
That's also the question. So I'm going to assume straight that from all the time that we have in the Chazal tell us that they're going to. There's other times that they don't tell us. You know, that's why people want to say on Cholav Akam, on Cholav Yisrael, Stam Cholav, that today you could say maybe it's not Sandegea because the Ramesh just had the other time. You know, Ramesh only said it, but the other, by the way. The Chazmish says it also, where you write by Sechin, that if you have a law against it, the law of the Medina against it, that should be considered also as a Akam Shechova, and it's Beged Yisrael Eyu. But if there's other reasons we don't know, maybe you need Mamish. You'd have to see the Chol. Okay.
I
don't know.
About in the Takana alone, it says in the mocking with in the Gemara, it says where there's not a question.
Okay, so okay, let's look into that. Okay, and again, in the Ikka Takana of the Gainim, that we're not saying when you may tire. If an Isha would have a Re'iyah doing Yemei Taira, so today we just ignore Yemei Taira and Isha goes to Mitzvah like a regular. Does Isha make a bracha on that feeling? Does she make a bracha? Which is L'chayu B'Sashveh. Because that feeling is really no Chiyav, not Midrash, not even Midrabanan. It's only Tekanas Hagainim. And wherever he has such a thing that we tell an Isha to go to Mitzvah and then we remind her, don't make a bracha, normally women make a bracha when they go to Mitzvah. It's a Bechus Mitzvah, Shekshan Seses Yivanu. Oh, Tefillah. Do we find such a thing? The Gemara says in Bamalik, a famous Gemara, the Gemara asks, how do we make a bracha on Nechanako, on any Darabanan? Why do we always make a bracha on any Darabanan? Hechon Tzivanu, we say, Hashem Hashem says Tzivanu, the Eivishah commanded us, Tzivanu, we commanded, Hashem did not give us a Tzivri, the Darabanan gave us a Tzivri. And the Gemara answers, the Tzivri says, Oysasa, and the Gemara says, another Pasuk Shah, Vichri Yagetcha. So we see that in every Darabanan is also Nechlau at Tzivri from the Ban Shalom. But Nechayra, this is only a Dimon Darabanan. And Din Darabanan is from Yimei Chazal. And the Nechayra goes Ab Shafim as the Talmud, either Bizman at Tanoim or Maroim. But a Takana from the Ga'inim, not to be Seimech, Lechayra is not even a Chiyav Darabanan. It's just that it's a Takana from the Ga'inim. So how do we make a Brocha, Shek Shem Sivanu, on a Tzivri, which is only from a Takana from the Ga'inim? Midaraisa, Midaban, you don't need it at all. What? She wouldn't have to go to mikveh at all. She would have until Yom Pei. No. That thing we're not asking on. That thing she needs. Makasha is on the second thing. If a woman goes, you're right. It's not a comment. We said before, it's not really so common for nashim with a manikas. Maybe in the second one. Right. Of a minigur from the Machazal. Anjum and Hogan, we don't make brachas. There's no bracha on Kapras. Kapras also been. Okay, that's even Zman Gemara. Okay. You have to know which one we have.
Yeah, but
oh, but this whole thing, you don't need midrash, you don't need midrabanan, you don't need mizmanah, you only need something that's going on. So how do you make a bracha on it? So the Tzitzchei Tshuva in Sifchan Beis, he brings down from the Shengel Tshuva's Tshuva Ma'abah, who was the Talmud of the Nedi Behuda, he has his Rebbe, the Nedi Behuda, the Shaila. How does women make a bracha taka? I mean, yes, no one ever tells them not to, but what's the halacha? And you're asking the notion that shaka v'tari be'ein v'lav rafi b'yodeh, and the Yehuda was clearing back and forth, and the Yehuda b'emes was mesupik. He said, maybe the taka should make a bracha. The Yehuda was b'emes mesupik. Then the... But the chayyim, no, the chayyim, I mean, do they know, no one pays attention at all to these chashbainas of you may come, you may tire, the chayyim, no. The Pesach Shuva then brings down the Chassam Sefer, in Shuva, the Chassam Sefer passed, and they should make a bracha. He also clears the shayyim, he says they should make a bracha. And he writes that we find, a little bit like you're saying, he says, we find that we make a bracha, and hogim kuma yom tashen shogolnias. Yom tashen shogolnias, for example, second night's Pesach, we make a bracha al chinos matzah, make a bracha al chinos mor. And this is only minik, so the same thing. That's what I don't understand. What's the sush of it? This neither shesh shagoli is taka. You could call the minik avatini be a denu. That's what the gemara calls it. But almais is mizmana gemara. We're not asking for mizmana. He wants to shel tzu a minik avatini be a denu. Mizmana gemara took the kanas again with chashenish chamseiva. But that's what he says. Then agavochur the pitzchichu just brings down the word of gezeila. On whenever he asks a question, how come whenever someone else shows a rub a shang of a mara, and the rub looks at the mara, a ketzim, and it's neiter nadmimus. It's not 100% sure, but it's neiter to a color which is also to nadmimus to red. It's neiter to red. He's not sure. He tells him, "Okay, you should be machme." And the isha then is yeshiva shiva nakim on that, and then she goes to mikveh and she makes a bracha. So, fact, the tshuva, memela, you could tell someone to be machme. You're not sure if it's a kesem or not, but you could tell them, okay, be machme, be machme. But how does she make a bracha? Maybe she wasn't mechuyev in tzing at all. Maybe that kesem was. This rav tzak over here and makes machtadin, shachtadin. I was thinking saying a little bit that when I see vice tzachin. How come whenever you bring it, the Rav can't say 100% that it's also, how do you make a bracha? Mainly if he's 90% sure it's also, okay, so you could tell to be machmir to be Yeshivas Shiva Nakim, but how could you make a bracha on that? So I was thinking that, Ashakam and Zogin, that means we know that some only do Abonan. But the Raisa, the Mosaf need up in Zion, the Madrashim of Sora, Achatagish, that you need Hagosha. The only need of the Raisa is when she feels the Zivas of the Lach, or feels the Psichas of Makar, and they say today, Kesem for sure is only the Abonan. Kesem, there was no Hagosha, there's only the Abonan. So Chazal Masakin and Kesem the Abonan, a Tvila. So it could be this all Nichlal and Chazal Takana. Chazal Masakin, whatever is a Kesem, that the Rav will Paskin is a Kesem, thus is all in the Abonan.
The whole
But if the Rav tells you machmir, then you're ready. Well, the mice is a good kasha. I mean, everyone makes a bracha. No one tells a woman to make a bracha. I'll be machmir, but not.
The Rav sees the kasha in 5 days. 7 days.
You're going right to make a double question.
Huh?
Right. They wanted to make very stark. Don't rely on it. Could be.
Right.
I want to talk about that. We do find, I found two halachas where today is Negeya of Yemei Taira. One halacha is a shach in your day, it's in Kufay Zayin. Bays, the Shaf talks about the Shayna of Roya Machas Tashmash. It's from the Shvesta Halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Roya Machas Tashmash. Achman Tzlan, an Isha who's Roya Machas Tashmash, when she's Tashmash with her husband, she has a Riyah. If it happens 3 times, and she's Becheskas to be Roya Machas Tashmash, she has to be Niskarish. It's something which the Rabbanim and the Achrenim, they always mutcha to find a Terium because it's Mamash Azari Naguna to trade the Gazach, to go make a get of a Zazach. But a woman, we say that she's becheskas, that with this ish, with this man, she's always going to have a year, it's always going to be a shining of a krisis, and she's going to be in a scarish. But the shach says, one kula, if one of the times that she was very machmas tashmish was during Yemei Taira, then don't count it. Because the whole Yemei Taira is only astakana's gainim, but really, since we have Yemei Taira, but the raisa wasn't a year. That's it, sad that you don't have to count that. So she was very machmas tashmish 3 times and 2 times, 1 time.
It's
3 times in a row. It's 3 times in a row, I believe. I think it's 3 times in a row.
She was
And then in the Yemei Taira, Let's say this one time you may tie your attached
person. That was the first time.
That was the first time. That's the first time, right? Then two more times. You don't have to get. That's the shah. I'm trying a little bit. It's a bit of a to understand because the chayyur roy machas tashmish is a metzias, and it really shouldn't be negaya whether it was tumo tayra or something. In chayyur she's becheskas and she's tashmish. Dam comes out. So what's the difference if that dam was a tayrat? Why is she ready becheskas? Why don't we worry as a shomud? Why are we worried that she's a becheskas of
riyah?
So Masha from the Shach knows that to have the cheskas of Israel, Masha, you need three times Mamish Behalocha. It's not just for Metzias, it's Halocha. There's a King of Siak about this, and he talks about the Chazakas of three times even of a Mu'ud. Is it from the Din or is it from the Metzias? It's Masha from here that you have to have the Din three times. Let's just understand. And one other Halocha that they found today, we talk about the Din of you may tire is this one. The Pesach Shur brings down also from the Navy Yehuda. The Navy Yehuda says, this Bavustag Mar and Shvuas, the Gemara says, Abol Ishtoi, Bamaloi, Lid Mesi, he's Mokhir to be Perish Beva Mess. That's the way to be Perish Beva Mess. So, the Navy Yehuda, if this would happen during you may tire, you don't have to be Machmer on that. You Perish Beva Chai. Doesn't have to be Machmer on that. Because anyway, the whole halacha, he says, is Shukul. I really don't understand the Navy Yehuda, what the chilik is of, if the Kansagarim told us to be not to ignore you may tire, so why doesn't the halacha remain that she first gave a mess? So nice maybe he wants to say that and you may tire you can make on that halacha. Now I just forgot to add one thing, the Rambam in Halacha Zayin does bring down then Sfaras, the Shari France, so no good to Kansagarim. So the Kveg is saying that the reason why we don't have this Prisha if the Meitaira is because it's Sandageas, because today we have Konsagainim, and that's what Rambam is bringing down. But why didn't the Rambam say it in the Geas Tzfaras? Tell you Tzfaras. In France, over there, where they don't have the Konsagainim, the Rambam should have brought down this Gemara Sochem, that's what you give them based on. So that's what Tzarechian. Okay.